I'm taking responsibility for my screw up. All right.
That's weird.
Let's try this a second time.
Sure.
Hey, completely random conversation. What are we talking about today?
Oh, casual chat, chat, chat.
Chitter, chatter, chitter, chatter. Cue the music.
HMMC.
You're listening to the WYE Radio Network.
Hey, so what's our topic for today? Your guess is as good as ours.
Podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic. I am so
you know,
stoked
the
about
bolo
my bolo
can drop any time
during
right.
the
shift.
That's right. That's right. We have never recorded like this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna lead the show with a bolo because I am so stoked about the bolo for me.
Well, in that case, a quick message from our sponsors.
Bye.
G'day, Jeff. G'day, Nick. all right, go with your bolo.
You have the Hulu?
Do we have the? I think no. I think we turned that one off. We wait for a show to do the whole series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and
I,
then maybe
I get
a
it.
Season or two, and then we'll okay. resubscribe.
All right, that's fair. Well, this is a 4-part documentary. And it's called Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. I just finished episode 3 of 4. So it's not technically a binge, but they're longer than an hour apiece. They're like an hour and a half each one. So it's lengthy.
Okay.
But it covers them from the very beginning to current. I think it goes up to like 22. So relatively
okay.
current, right?
Yeah, it's current enough. Anything post-COVID
current, yeah. Easily top 3 favorite band of all time.
Okay.
Easily. Right. Love me some Bon Jovi, as our good friend Chachi can attest. When we would do the karaoke...
I was going to say, what's your go-to Bon Jovi karaoke?
Oh, we wanted it or alive.
Oh, of course.
Because I can't hit that note in Living on a Prayer. Cannot do it, but I can do wanted.
Unless you're at a hockey game, then you can hit it if you need to.
I mean, it's going to involve a puck to the nards, but sure.
I'm just saying, that's an option.
It's not. It's not a a thing I want to do.
It's not a disqualifier.
No, it's true. Mm-hmm. It talks about this is their 40th year. That's some longevity.
That is some longevity.
In the last episode, they talked about when grunge hit, and they were like. Uh-oh. because they're, popular
changed.
and all the grunge was alternative, but man, Bon Jovi never left. Never. They sell out or they'll play to 80,000 people. It's insane. Consistently.
And there was something about them just staying with who they were. They didn't try to adapt or adopt or anything like that.
They mixed up some stuff here and there. They did like a country-esque album after the number one single off of Have a Nice Day, Who Says You Can't Go Home, came out. And
okay,
they're like,
yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, John did the whole Blaze of Glory for Young Guns.
Yep.
Young Guns 2, I believe. Mm-hmm. And but it talks about... there's so much archival footage, and they play some songs that you've never heard before.
That's cool.
And, dude, honest to God, truth-telling moment, a couple of parts of that show, tears in my eyes, just because of what they have meant to me over the years, and to see, he's 62 now, John is.
Wow.
62 years old. Had vocal cord surgery. I mean, he's like, the older you get, the more jacked you're... jacked up, not like yoked. Mm-hmm. The more screwed up,
the more messed up your
vocal cords get. He tried every holistic thing under the sun, lasers, acupuncture, all kinds of stuff. And then finally had to opt for surgery.
Actually get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just, it's really cool. I just got to the part where Richie Sambora leaves the band.
Mm.
And wow. He's on the doc. They interview him. And it's just like, tell what your version of things was. And you kind of they leave it up to the viewer to be like that fly on the wall and be like, okay. I mean, I honestly, I see all sides of it. But Man, it just, yeah. What a powerhouse of a band.
And to go back through that, if it can be well made the way you're describing it, it sounds like it is. You know, it really does take you for the ride, not just, I am watching a show.
Yeah, no, it's so cool to watch the very young guys, except for the keyboard player, David Bryan, and the drummer, Tico Torres. Those friggin' guys look almost exactly the same. Tico's in his goddamn 70s now because he's 10 years older than John. Mm-hmm. And I think David and John went to high school together. Mm-hmm. So they're the same age. They're both 62. It looks exactly the freaking same.
What was that Wahlberg picture? Was it Rockstar?
Yeah, the
same kind of thing, you know, getting the fresh blood backstage. Yeah. You know? What is keeping these guys young?
I'm sure there's goat sacrifices involved. I mean,
sure.
I mean, John's obviously got the silver hair now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks like an elder statesman, if you will.
Yeah.
But
he looks like he should be 62.
Yeah. I mean, they've lived a life.
Yeah. I do not like I do not look like I should almost be 48.
Yeah.
I get people asking me, "Hey man, you close to retirement?" No. But I thought, never mind.
Shut up. Funny story. Yesterday, I'm getting trained by a new company for some media security stuff, and I told the lady I was working with, "Yeah, I'm gonna be 52 in a week," and she's like, "What? No."
Yeah, I get the opposite.
You get
the opposite. Yeah,
we're two halves of the same coin, brother.
Yeah, somewhere there's a painting of me that looks amazing.
like how Keanu Reeves has been found in different artists over the hundreds of years.
Yes, the exact same thing.
Are you immortal?
Yeah, and we're not talking about how Shakespeare's wife was Anne Hathaway. And whenever people ask Anne Hathaway about it, she's like, we don't talk about it. Like, wait, are you the Anne Hathaway? She is not aged either.
No, I mean, it's still early for her.
It's still early for her. We started seeing her early, so
check in about 15, 20 years.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll still be
doing this show.
Yeah. So I had an interesting knock on the door today. A private investigator came to the house.
Oh, what'd you do?
To which I was, ooh, who third-partied this out? What's going on? One of our old neighbor's kids is applying to be a sheriff somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Not too far away, but far enough away they're not going to waste a deputy on it.
All right.
And so it was a, tell us about these years, and neighbors have told us about this thing that happened and that thing that happened, and can you give us your feedback? And I said, good for him.
Yeah.
You know, going after that.
That's cool. So
when's the last time you saw him? Guy, I could not pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah. Are you him?
couldn't pick him out of, him and his two brothers.
Yeah.
If I had to. But I still text his dad occasionally.
Was this the guy that lived, if you're looking at your house on the left side?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a couple minutes. 5 years.
Yeah.
Since they were there.
But, yeah.
it was just very curious to get that knock on the door and try to remember back to any rager parties. No, the few times they were noisy, I would say, "Hey guys, take it inside." 'Cause they knew I had their dad's phone number.
Oh, the narc says we got to go inside.
And then they'd take it inside. It's like, "Hey man, it's summertime. I got my window open facing your yard.
Yeah.
I got to work in the morning. Take it inside."
Yeah.
And they would.
That's the weirdest thing. That.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have crazy lady living behind you.
No,
yeah.
not like you.
No,
yeah,
that raging so and so.
But I'd also like to take some time on the show to talk to.
Well, hang on, we're not. What's your bolo?
Oh, my bolo's later.
Oh, we're gonna do two.
Yeah.
Right? We really are getting fancy.
Because you never know. I'd like to just have a little Uncle Justin moment.
Uh oh.
With any aspiring politicians.
Oh.
Anybody who's thinking of running for office.
Let's cuddle in.
Arms, hey guys,
arms around each other.
I'm excited that you're willing to take responsibility for things. Instead of saying what's wrong, you're willing to put yourself out there and be a part of the solution. Part of that solution is not saying, "I want to talk to the boots on the ground," and just wander into a firehouse one day.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't really work that way.
Okay.
So,
but I'm so-and-so, I can go wherever I want.
Well, I'm so and so, and I'm running for this office, and I want to talk to the people.
Uh-huh.
And really, the boots on the ground. These are the words: the boots on the ground.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Well, are you going to roll up your sleeves and insert other useless phrase here?
Right.
Then please also don't be upset or offended at what they tell you.
This is not my talking point. What happened?
Because you think you're going to go in and it's going to be, you know, shiny floors and perfect rigs and everybody's happy to see you, when in actuality, you're wandering into our place of work, which is a public building during certain hours.
That's true. And you really stumbled in at nap time. So you idiot.
You stumbled in right after lunch. So there's dishes upstairs.
What I just
need to get done.
Yep. Nap time.
And you had questions that were more about you than about what folks are working on in the moment. And you really didn't like the way that the conversation shifted to things that you support that they don't.
Maybe do a little research before you just show up.
So here's a fun thing to do. Find something that the employee group is doing, say the union or any of the affinity groups, and go there and talk to people. Because they're off duty and they can tell you what they really want to tell you. And maybe you'll get some photos and such that you really like.
I was going to ask about where the photog was during this whole kerfuffle.
So there, from what I understand, this was reported to me. I wasn't there. There were some photographs requested and permission declined.
Yeah.
It was very quickly a poof, gone.
Yeah, anytime when I was at work, can you take a photo? No, I'm good. I don't want to be captured. Thanks very much.
Whatever. I mean, I know what they're looking for, like a look who supports me, but there are places to go to get exactly that.
And people who may actually support you.
Go you to a what are they, the Lions Club or the any of the
Moose Lodge.
Yeah, go to the Moose Lodge.
Go to the Moose Lodge.
And get support from them. I'm sure they'd love to be able to say they met you in their little circular or whatever.
A forest animal
whatever.
Clubs, if you think about it. Is there a bear club?
I'm sure there
Fox
is.
Fox club?
I'm sure there is a bear club.
All right.
Yeah.
Probably not the kind of club we'd
want. No, not the kind of club that this show would support. Not a lot of leather on this show ever since you got off the bike.
Wow.
Just my helmet. But
wow.
So for all of you folks out there that want to go by the PD station and get your picture taken or pop by the firehouse and I support the troops, just don't.
Now, hang on. I'm not going to say don't. I'm going to say if that's really what you want, leave your entourage at home.
Well, you can. And
now, hang on. Let me finish.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Show up and say, hey, I'm, you know, Johnny come lately and I'm running for this stupid thing that I want to do. And I want to see the boots on the ground. I want to ask the questions and do the things. And I didn't bring, I'm not recording anything. I'm not, you know, snapping photos. I legit want to understand better. If it's not a good time, can I schedule a time?
There you go.
Whatever.
That's how it starts. Because what are you doing? You're knocking on somebody's door and you're saying, hey, can I go check out your bedroom?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. But there's a way to do it. I think that is way more genuine.
Yes,
than
authentic.
It is, yeah,
absolutely.
Than it is a photo op.
Yeah, and that we've also had the situation where somebody running for office will bump into Cruz at a scene and start asking questions and telling things.
Hey, no. Do you see the building on fire behind us, real quick? Yeah, we're trying to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you guys have enough staffing to be able to bring all these trucks to a false alarm?
Well, we definitely do, and we definitely have time to talk to you.
I remember one person looking around and going, yeah, it looks like we do. Yeah, I couldn't tell you for sure. My Lord. Another great place to show up if you're the aspiring person to be on the ballot. Go to the exercises. Go to the demonstrations. Go to the stuff where these agencies are saying, hey, come to. We're having a motorcycle competition that our officers are in.
Yeah.
Go to that.
Oh, yeah.
And just geek the hell out.
Absolutely. That's what they're for. Yes.
Is the fire department doing a toy drive? Guess what you get to do? Pick up toys. And then when you drop off the toys, you get to talk to the firefighters.
Yeah. And that is a designed photo opportunity for you.
Yes.
Look at me helping the community.
But just knocking on the door and, you know, hearing from a battalion chief that, yeah, we just got a call from Station 19 and there's somebody that's running for city council is there and wants to do a thing and they're nervous about letting him in.
Yeah, don't let them in.
Because again,
you know, vampires can't come in unless you invite them.
Yeah, you
don't invite them in. Oh,
welcome,
my God.
You're welcome into the lobby and to use the public restroom. But
you
if
have
you,
a public restroom in the firehouse?
Most of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, these days, sure. And they're ADA compliant, most of them, yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. I remember my dad's old house, you know, had the little lobby area, but there was a door. It was always open, but there was a door.
Yeah.
And there was no public restroom.
Yeah. They got that now.
All right.
Yeah. Huh. And I remember it at my dad's old house, 22s, back in the day. There was the front watch office, and then there was the hallway that nobody walked down.
Mm-hmm.
And in that hallway was the phone booth and the bathrooms.
Huh. Weird.
Remember phone booths?
Oh, yeah.
We were in downtown Sacramento this past weekend, and we actually came across what appeared to be a working payphone on the street.
Did you make a call?
No, I didn't want to touch it.
Yeah. Why not?
Well,
that's weird.
I didn't have any gloves.
Huh.
And I didn't want to check for a dial tone, but the kids were there, and I just, oh, yeah, that look, it's a payphone. They're like, whatever.
Bill and Ted had some amazing adventures in that thing.
Yes, they did. Now, it wasn't a booth. It was just the phone.
Oh, with the out silver, in the wild.
Yeah, the metal...
Cover-ish.
Enclosure. Yeah,
just
cover-ish.
Over the just over apparatus the part of the itself.
It, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it was just sitting there kind of like, kill me.
I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah, and then I was trying to remember, what was that number you would dial to make it ring?
To make it ring?
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I could remember. I did that all the time in the mall.
Oh. The payphone at the high school right by where we'd line up for gym class.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
You'd quick call that number and hang it up and go get on your dot, and it would ring, and the gym teacher would... You could tell he was like two scotches in,
oh, my God.
Chain smoking.
Again?
Kids. Those were the days, though, Matt, when nobody knew where you were or when you'd be back. Picking somebody up from the airport took all day.
Oh, God. Yeah.
When's their flight, too? We'll head down there around noon. You never know. And you could actually hang out, like, at the gate.
Yeah, you could meet them at the gate.
Oh, those were the
Thanks
days.
A lot, Shoe Bomber. Mm-hmm. Dick. That was aggressive, but...
Well, then they had the gal that had the explosives in her brassiere. That didn't lead to any changes.
I mean, there's
and off on another tangent. To
why
our friends,
blow your tits off more of a vernacular?
To really, our friends really should be. At the TSA, you guys need to just
no. You guys suck. Let's just say it. You suck.
No, they suck.
Yeah, like freaking hard.
It's
you
theater.
Suck.
Absolute total theater.
Oh my God.
And the rules are different. So they're each little independent operators. They're like little franchises. So each TSA location
but
has
it's a
different rules.
Federal agency, is it not?
No.
It's not?
No. It's privatized.
Okay, that explains.
It's overseen by a federal agency.
That explains why the rules are different. Because
yes.
I flew somewhere one time within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in line, like, don't take anything out. Keep your shoes on. Let's go. Okay, sweet. Fly to Seattle, let's say. At Seattle, they're like, take everything off but your budgie smugglers. Like, wait, what? You know, I mean, it was vastly different. I'm like, why don't you get on the same page?
So that
explains it.
It went
I feel
as
better now.
As extreme as I got a backpack when I was doing a bunch of traveling. I got a backpack where you can put the laptop in it and then
yes.
unzip it. So it's TSA approved. It says TSA approved.
Yeah, cool. You still have to put it in a separate bin.
Indianapolis Airport says separate bin.
Uh-huh.
No, sir, it can stay in this sleeve. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the website. Sure enough, it can stay in the sleeve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can not get through security with a picture of the website.
You know what part of me wants to do? I enjoy traveling for the most part. I want to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Right? Just let's go. But if I were to build in time and understand that I might miss my flight, not a problem, I'll get a different flight and epically screw with TSA. And be like, nope, I'm dying on this hill. You know what I mean? Like there was something I had, they allow 3 ounces,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And the container I had was 3.5. And the guy's like, and I looked at him, I literally said, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry, sir. I can't. There's half an ounce of air in that thing, man.
Yeah. And if you.
What the shit?
If you take a 6 ounce bottle and squirt it into 2 3 ounce bottles, you're fine.
Yes. I didn't even think You're an evil genius.
So then then there's the guy that talked about, oh, I froze my water bottle to get it through security and they wouldn't let me. Well, sir, it's not a liquid or a gel. It's a solid. You can't not let me through with it. Nope. They confiscated it. It's like, these are your rules, sir.
Oh, God. Yes.
Where was I? Denver wouldn't let me through with a bag of potato chips.
Hmm?
Factory sealed bag of potato chips. I grabbed at the hotel as
how,
I was leaving.
How big? Like a giant thing or like a, you know, a snack size?
Just
or somewhere in between?
You know, the tiny little sandwich size you give the kids? And then there's the larger one at the sandwich shop that you always think, I'm going to get. It was that size.
Okay.
Yeah. This wasn't.
Why?
And even if it was the full, you know, 9-ounce thing of potato chips.
Family size, you know what? Lay's bag.
The Himalayan sea salt ridged potato chips from Costco. Even if I am bringing those, still allowed.
Yeah.
However, that TSA is restricting food items to help the vendors.
Oh, shut up.
Absolutely.
You know what I would have done? What I would have been tempted to do?
Just eat them all right there.
Stand there.
Who wants
hold
chips?
Hold the line up and be just like,
crunch.
Oh, and chew out loud. Anybody
sir,
want a chip?
Yeah.
They won't let me bring chips. Free chips.
Yeah, I just remember, I remember holding it up and looking around and going,
God,
what?
That is the dumbest. Now, if I'm traveling with my family, I wouldn't do it because they would all be like, well, I swear to God, I'll murder you in your sleep. But oftentimes, if I'm going to see my dad or going out for training, I fly alone more than I fly with the family. I've never flown with MC Lit number 3. Mm-hmm. She just flew for the second time in her life this past weekend to go up to Washington for her choir.
Well, the choir thing, yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't put them through it, but if I got time to kill...
I'll tell you what,
next time I go through Denver, I'm taking a bag of chips.
One of the greatest things.
And I'm going to pitch me a fit.
One of the greatest things was going through TSA in the kilt.
Mm-hmm.
And as they as they make you go towards the meter, you just go,
yeah.
Wand, make it up. Come here, buddy. I'm going to give you something you can tell everybody back in that break room where there's a vending machine, by the way, for them to get new gloves.
Oh, God.
I've been in that room. It's frightening. But no, I can't remember if I've told the story on this show or just the one that shall not be named. I got through TSA with no photo ID once.
Yeah, so did my wife.
Yeah, so it turns out you don't need photo ID. You just have to prove who you are.
Yeah, yeah, it's not easy. And again, it takes some time.
And
it's a lot easier to have your ID.
And it is...
That's going to leg me on another
track. It is the most beautiful, pure form of security. Because I was face-to-face with a dude who was just looking through my wallet...
Yeah.
Asking me legit questions about why I was in town and what I was doing and who I was with.
Yeah.
Sweating buckets. Nothing. Nothing to hide, nothing to fear. And dudes just, I was at my buddy's wedding. Oh yeah, where'd you meet him?
Like, what do you care?
Yeah.
We went to junior college together.
Oh yeah, what junior college, what classes did you take? It's just that kind of take that guy.
EBC in art history, next question.
Take that guy. Sling a rifle on his back. Let him talk to anybody he wants. We would have a much better system than take off your belt.
Oh,
what?
God.
What are we doing?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Somebody's selling scanners. But anyway, we missed it at the top of the show. I've got the top secret guide to Australian slang, and I've got one for
you.
Are you ready?
Nope.
Slip, slop, slap.
I'm sorry.
Slip, slop, slap.
Slip, slop, slap. Can you use it in a, give me some context?
Yeah, it's getting warmer outside. We're going to have to slip, slop, slap.
Ooh. Put on sunscreen.
That is an amazing accent, by the way. Can we just appreciate that for a second?
I mean, it started as British and it eventually hit Australian?
To protect oneself from getting sunburnt.
Boom, baby!
Literally, slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen, and slap on a hat. It's very good advice in the harsh Australian summer.
Oh, it is
nicely
done. It is harsh, from what I understand.
From what I understand,
all reports indicate that it is. And I will look forward to either confirmation or denial of the slip, slop, slap.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get a
nah, or nah,
nah.
Yeah. For the second time this episode.
You never know when something's going to happen.
You don't.
I am going to quit my job and I'm going to start selling car insurance.
Huh?
because our second teenage driver in the house will be of legal driving age when our insurance renews in July.
Oh,
and I'm glad the wife has a successful small business.
Do you have to get a second job, do you?
Oh, my God. I mean, a lot of it is the spaceship. The spaceship is not inexpensive to insure, which I take a lot of credit for that. But the only thing that is changing in July is the new driver in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is, it's a good 30% increase.
Oof.
But we're kind of looking at, well, the other one's 18 and not going to have a car, so can we kind of draw?
We thought we...
What are the options?
We talked about that as well, and what I said was, yeah, we can absolutely drop her, and then she cannot drive.
Yeah.
She can't drive any of our cars.
Mm-mm.
Now, can she drive a friend's car if that car is insured? I think so.
Yeah, there's that whole thing.
But you ain't driving my car.
There's that whole thing of, hey, can I borrow your car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, but then it gets complicated from there.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
so
indeed
with,
it does.
So with ours going far away for school, not going to have a car, that's definitely an option. But
she's going to come home for holidays and whatnot.
Well, sure.
Hey, is she going to drive while she's here?
Who knows?
Probably.
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 Yeah, but then that also opens up the, do we look at moving the spaceship?
Moving the spaceship?
Selling it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I open up the feeds this morning, and they just laid off the entire supercharger division.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so it's like, resale value's dropping. Do we wait? Do we jump? So all of these options are there, and I've got so much free time to really sit and think about it.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Fair.
You know what my free time is today?
This. Hey, I'll let you know, between Monday and Friday, this is my only day off this week.
But you're retired.
Yeah, and I got $1,500 for 4 days of work.
That's not bad at all.
Hell no, it's not. And so I'm working 4 days this week, and then next week is my birthday, and I'm only working one day. But the week after that, I'm Monday through Friday, all in the city.
All on campus.
All on campus.
Can you really call it work?
No, no.
You're away from home.
You super cannot. You know what I found the other day?
What's that?
The karaoke room. I'm not
There's
kidding.
There's a karaoke room.
They had an acoustic guitar, an electric guitar, two different pianos. So I went in there and just started playing piano. And then some dude walked in with a dog. Red.
Yeah.
Red, met Red. And he
Can
picks
I
up a guitar.
Pet your dog? The dog picked up a guitar.
No, the guy, dummy, picked up a guitar and starts
were there
playing.
Were there some mushrooms on a tray in this room?
It's the city, brother. You never know.
Wow.
You never know.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I started this the other media thing yesterday and did not turn a wheel. We never got assigned to anything. I got paid for 8 hours of work.
You didn't,
to sit in my car and chill out.
You didn't get sent to that big fire just down the road?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh no. It was
nope.
at night.
It was at night.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably would have been. So I'll be with either Channel 2, Channel 4, or Channel 5. Depends on the day.
2, 4, 5?
2, 4, 5.
Not all of them?
No, there's seven.
Seven.
There's, and there's.
I do NBC. Love going, I do love traveling and watching the local news.
Oh,
when
yeah.
It's, when
oh,
it's gosh, the different yes. affiliates on different channels.
Oh,
so like
heck
at
yeah.
home. Like growing up, Channel 2 was always CBS.
Mm.
Always. And then I go to Albuquerque
CBS
and it's like,
has
no, no, no.
Channel 5.
CBS is Channel 5. No, 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 no. ABC is Channel 7. No, no, no. ABC yeah, yeah. is Channel 2. I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. But I love going out of town and watching like the local weather. And especially
oh, yeah.
in smaller markets, like going up to see my dad.
Yep.
And it's the Grants Pass, you know, like hyper local news.
Yeah.
And the girl comes out to start reading the news. Like, is this the high school doing this? Literal children doing the news. It's like, oh, okay, the markets, they move up and all that. But they just love doing that.
I was in the newsroom for KTVU yesterday.
In the newsroom?
Didn't see her.
No.
Didn't see her.
No.
Looked.
Mm.
Didn't see her.
Yeah. You gotta look around the corner. It was probably real dark, huh?
No,
you were in the newsroom. No. You weren't on the set.
I wasn't on the set. I was in
okay.
the newsroom.
She's probably on the set. Being the talent.
Not at, what, 11 in the morning?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's...
They keep weird hours.
They do keep weird hours. But yeah, it was pretty great. Got trained by a retiree from San Francisco Sheriff's Office.
Hmm.
Super, super nice lady. Very helpful. Yeah, it was great, dude. Eight hours of work for very little effort.
Nice. That's the goal. I recommend it.
I'm bringing in, on the average, it's probably going to shake out to bringing home an extra $3,000 a month. In addition to the retirement.
Yeah, that's perfect. Dude, that gives you something to do.
Keeps me off the streets.
I was going to say it keeps you off the basketball court and off the baseball diamond, but those weren't really concerns.
I go to baseball games all the time.
Yeah.
I've been twice in the last week.
I'm
going on Saturday.
I really enjoyed that photo that you sent. So I'm toiling away, guys, at work.
Yes.
And what do I get? But I get a photo. If you guys think back to the episode we did live from the South freaking pole.
Yeah, legit.
Yep.
Dude was
Aaron Bronston.
In Antarctica. Now, he's a huge Giants fan.
Yes, he is.
Huge Giants fan.
Yeah.
So I arbitrarily send him a message. Hey, are you at the game today? Because I had seen that he was at the game the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I am. What section? 334? I'm like, I'm in 330, bitch. Stand up.
And what do I get but a couple of birds?
Yep.
In the photo.
That's right.
From two good buddies. So
that's right.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
I sat around and watched the whole game.
Rechecked
with,
my email.
He and Darcy.
Neither of you invited me to the game.
You would not go to I can get you tickets to a game anytime you want.
Yeah,
you won't go to a it's sportsing.
I do sportsing, but will you go?
I'll take you to a game this freaking week.
I don't want to go sit in the sun. That's not a me thing.
Night game, dummy.
Still.
6:45. We went on Saturday, Giants playing the Pirates, and it was an expensive evening because it got cold, and I was not prepared. So we bought two blankets and a brand new sweatshirt. Actually, the wife bought a sweatshirt down the road, on the side of the road.
Oh, that's smart.
For $20. Mine was not $20. We're going to do a comparison to see which one lasts.
Well, I was
going to
say, yours had the little hologram on the tag, but they were probably made in the same building.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hers looks awesome. It looks really warm. Ooh.
So I did see a video, and we'll maybe wrap it up here. I did see a video of some hecklers, but they're positive hecklers.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Were they at your game?
Yeah, bum. The guy that does that?
Yep.
I love that dude. I can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go to a lot of games this year.
This one, they were shouting, I bet you can back up a trailer first try.
Yeah, you bum. I love it, dude. I can't remember what his...
That's the kind of positivity I want in the world.
Oh, it's so funny. It's good. It's good.
Nice. So maybe I will take you up on that, just not this week because
it's that's fine.
Stupid busy.
Oh, man.
Wife's birthday's Thursday. I got to work Thursday.
You got to prepare for my birthday. I get it.
Yeah, there's that too, I guess.
I think I wish we could go back 2 years. The 50th doing the all day D&D thing
was epic.
So much fun. And we haven't played D&D since that day.
You know, there's a one of those buttons we saw Junior and I were at the store waiting for a coffee, long story, but there's one of those buttons that you hit says no, and another one says adventure.
Okay.
And she's like, "What does that one do?" I'm like, "Oh, you press it and it screams, "Wench!" Inspired by your birthday.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, gang. This is MC, your good buddy, signing off for my good buddy, Justin, the happy medic. Until next time.
Thumbs up on a radio show.
Do yourself a big favor and check out Thank You, Good Night by Bon Jovi, and you'll thank yourselves.
Be safe, guys. Cheers.